to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
To whom do you turn when you need immediate help? Do you have people you can contact right away who are ready to give you help on an energetic and spiritual level? If you experience a shock, you're concerned for the health of a loved one or your pet, or you need help in finding your way through difficult circumstances, who is your go-to? Even if you have people in your life who might help you in this way, you'll soon have an opportunity to have people everywhere around the world help you with their prayers and energy. Global Prayer Partners is what I'm discussing today on Full Power Living with my guest, Sheila Gale. And I'm glad you're with us today on Full Power Living, where we focus on the power and importance of human emotions. Be sure to chat with us on blogtalkradio.com/FPL or emotionalpro.com on our radio show page. Well, Sheila Gale is one of the world's top syndicated radio hosts in the inspirational, spiritual, energy healing, and human potential movement. Her live radio show is The Sheila Show, Inspiration for Your Life, on which she courageously shares her own life struggles as she motivates others in their lives. She's heard worldwide on the World Puja Network, AM 540 KRXA in Central California, and on Energy Talk Radio. She's a true healer, a Diksha blessing giver, and she's also an Access Consciousness facilitator and leads workshops worldwide. Sheila is an expert in human evolution, in raising consciousness, and in raising vibrational frequencies. You can find her on thesheilashow.com, where she works to encourage her listeners to come out fully in the world to be who they are. Sheila Gale, welcome to Full Power Living.
Why, thank you, Eileen. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yes. Well, this is a really interesting project. You talk on your radio show, you talk and share a lot of things, and today you're with us to talk about a new endeavor, the Global Prayer Partners, and that's going to launch on June 15th, and I would like you to start us off by telling us how you came up with the idea for Global Prayer Partners.
Oh, I'd be happy to. So actually, I say it was not my idea. I was divinely directed and inspired. And what happened was 5 months ago, my 17-year-old daughter became really, really sick. Out of nowhere, she just started having these horrible, excruciating physical pains. We rushed her to the hospital where they, you know, tried to figure out what was wrong with her, couldn't diagnose her. Transported her up to UC San Francisco Medical Center, where she was another 6 days with teams of doctors around her, and all they could do was manage her pain with meds, and they just, you know, they took every test under the sun, and Phil, they just had this perplexed look on their face, like, what is wrong with Natasha? So as I saw she wasn't getting better, and the looks on their faces on the fourth day up there, I said, I have to do something. What can I do? And I had my little laptop, so I just reached out to my radio listeners and sent them an email and said, will you please pray for my daughter? Well, within minutes, actually moments, you know, an email came in, and then another one, and another one. And within hours, there were dozens, and by 24 hours, there were over 450 emails that came in from all over the world, people that had never met my daughter, didn't know her, with the most loving, kind, well wishes. Some were sending, you know, real prayers. Some were sending energy healing. But each one of these emails, as I started to read them to my daughter, I saw the light in her eyes start to brighten. And she started to not be in pain. And the only thing that was added to what they were doing was prayer. And I absolutely believe that prayer healed my daughter. So within 24 hours, prayers started coming in. She was completely well and sent home, and she is thriving today. So it was a couple weeks after that, because the experience, Eileen, was unbelievable. I mean, you know, knowing that there's hundreds of people praying for you is one thing, but to actually read them and to be able to read them to her was completely life-changing. And I said, everybody needs to experience this. This is amazing. And so the idea came to me to start a Global Prayer Partners service, a prayer service, a 24/7 prayer service website where anybody in the world, anywhere, anytime, can request and receive prayers immediately by not just one person, but dozens and hopefully hundreds as we grow, and that they can read them as well to their loved ones, for their loved ones or their pets. So that is how the idea came, and we started a Kickstarter project just about 35 days ago because I said, well, how are we going to fund this? So we raised about $6,000, which is good, but that's barely enough to get the site started because we have very big plans for this site and for what we can do with focused intention and focused prayer for the world.
Thank you. You know, I realize that most people don't have a support network they can call on. 11 years ago, my former husband's son was brain injured when a car hit him from behind when he was training on his bicycle.
Oh,
and I'm married to a neurosurgeon, and so my husband was called in, and he gave them a 5% chance that this young man would survive at all. And because he was part of the cycling community, they put out a call for prayers that also went around the world. And against all odds, and I'm not saying he's functioning at his previous level, but because he does have brain damage, but he is still with us 11 years later, and he's functioning quite well, and he's bringing pleasure to himself and to his family. And so I've seen this firsthand, how powerful getting people to focus their energy on helping someone can actually be.
Indeed. You know, as a matter of fact, I kind of want to mention, because when we say the word prayer, often that's kind of a trigger for people that maybe aren't religious or they think, oh, religion.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I try to just have people understand prayer or intention or visualization or just simply well wishes, sending love, sending some kind words. Every one of those makes such a huge difference to the person receiving it. And I believe, and I know I've experienced this, and we've done this with about five other people, because we don't have the site up yet, so we can't do it like we want to do it. But a friend of mine whose daughter had a brain tumor, another young nine-year-old boy who had a cancerous tumor, they were all in the hospital, and we sent these prayers out. They each received, I think, about 200 to 300 prayers, and the difference that it made in their recovery, the mothers were in tears. I mean, whenever people receive these, they're blown away at how many people really care, how many people that are so-called strangers, although we're all brothers and sisters, are willing to and loving praying. I mean, I couldn't believe how many people were like, yes, I want to pray. And you know, Eileen, people pray all the time, and the whole idea is that when we can come together as a community collectively and focus our prayer or intention for good to certain people, to families. I mean, I want to do this in a group way, group calls weekly where we can focus on, you know, the hearts of ISIS, on politicians, on correcting the weather pattern, on all the travesties that are happening around the world. Instead of, you know, seeing them on the 6 o'clock news and getting so upset and, you know, feeling helpless, we can do something.
Wow, that sounds really good. So just to reiterate, usually when people are talking about prayer, they're thinking about a particular religion, and I think you make the point that every religious tradition and spiritual tradition has some form of meditation or prayer or asking, if you will, for help and assistance or energy. And that's the kind of thing that you're asking people, or you're opening the door for people to do. Is that accurate?
Yes, absolutely. At globalprayerpartners.com, we have the skeleton site up right now. Anybody wants to participate to become a prayer partner, they can go to globalprayerpartners.com to do that. And, yeah, that is exactly what I'm talking about. It's like the collective and the focusing our intention or our, you know, wishes. If I may, I would like to just, can I just share something, some statistics that are kind of interesting?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Dr. William Harris, who is at the Mid-America Heart Institute in Kansas, wanted to do a test to see about prayer. So he did not tell patients that they were being prayed for or even that they were a part of any kind of experiment. So for an entire year, 1,000 heart patients admitted to the Institute's critical care unit were secretly divided into two groups. Half were prayed for by a group of volunteers and the hospital's chaplain. The other half were not. And all the patients were followed for a year, and then their health was scored after that. The result, the patients that were prayed for had 11% fewer heart attacks, strokes, and life-threatening complications. So that is one study. And then one other one is Dr. Elizabeth Targ, a psychiatrist up in San Francisco. She tested out prayer on critically ill AIDS patients. So all 20 patients got the same medical treatment, but only half were prayed for by spiritual healers. So ultimately, 10 of the prayed for patients all lived, while 4 that had not been prayed for died. And then she did a follow-up study, and she found that the people who received the prayer and remote healing had 6 times fewer hospitalizations than those, and when they were hospitalized, they were significantly shorter than the people who received no prayer. So those are just a couple of of ways of facts that we're really showing that prayer really does work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you didn't conduct these particular studies, but it strikes me that, as I'm listening to you, that in medicine as it's practiced today, we tend to work on somebody's liver or we work on their leg or whatever, and we don't work on the whole person, and yet intentions and vibrations and prayers is working on the whole person. And it strikes me that that might be what's making the difference, that everything is being worked on through this medium.
That's a very, very good point. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, here's the thing. It's like there's people that are dying that people want to pray for them. You know, well, we know they're going to die, but we can pray for or ask that they be relieved of suffering, that they have a quiet, peaceful passing. We ask for the most benevolent outcome. You know, we're not here to cure everybody in the world, but I tell you, when this is sent, people feel it. It's palpable. You know, I wanted to mention one other thing. I don't know if you know about this study or this what happened on 9/11. But HeartMath has a system called the Global Coherence Monitoring System, mm-hmm. which observes change. It's a scientific sensing technology to observe changes in the Earth's magnetic field. And on 9/11, both they and NOAA registered a spike in change in the Earth's magnetic field on 9/11 and 2 days after. And they believe that that's because there was so much compassion felt that it actually registered and changed the Earth's magnetic field. Collective human consciousness affects the global information field, and people that are creating heart-centered states of care, love, and compassion generate a more coherent field environment that can benefit others and help offset the current planetary discord. So to me, you know, in this day of the internet, we have the internet now. We can reach so many people. Why not now? People have prayer groups all over, you know, their separate prayer groups. We're talking about collaborating with other prayer groups. Let's just pull this together in a huge way, and I believe this is how we can really make an impact on the planet.
I definitely agree with you, and I have 2 comments on that. Number one is my husband is in stage 4 prostate cancer territory right now, and I wish your site were up and running now, I'd put him on your list for sure.
Oh,
because
please. Well, may I just say, absolutely. I mean, we're not fully functioning, but we have 50 prayer partners that we'd be happy to work for your husband.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I'll give you his name after the show.
Yeah, after the show, absolutely.
Yeah.
And just so you know, all we really need is a first name, their age or approximate age, and their location. You know, and you can mention, you know, what's going on with them as well. But and we keep it very private, and we really respect, you know, have total respect for all the people that are, you know, requesting. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, my other comment has to do with your statements. Thank you very much for that. I'll give you that information. Your comments about the internet. Now, it's been my I've learned or heard that the internet really is helping us to understand that we don't need the internet to do what we do on the internet. That is that we can connect and we can share energy and we can communicate and some people suggest we can even travel using the powers of our own consciousness. And it strikes me that when you're setting up global prayer partners, you're actually helping us to go one step further because you're contacting people on the internet, but they in turn are doing the healing work without the internet.
Exact. Very good point. Yes, that is right. They're doing it with their, you know, with the energy, with the creativity, with they have coming from the heart. And you know, if you think about it, you know, how do people create businesses or beautiful art? You know, they get inspired. They have an intention, and they keep their attention on the intention, and creation happens. So. We're keeping our attention on the intention for that person or that family or that pet. And like I said, when it's focused, when it's so many people at one time, it is, I mean, you can only experience it to explain it. I can't really even explain it. What it did for me and how it has helped my daughter, who is thriving today and really gets that, you know, that's why she's doing so well. I mean, she is just, she, you know, I've been doing this stuff for years, having these shows like you, Eileen. And, mm-hmm. you know, up until then, it was like, oh, Mom, okay, I got to go. I don't want to hear this thing about this healer or this woo-woo thing. Now she's like, Mom, everything you ever said makes sense. I love you so much. Thank you. I now make sense to her.
Sometimes we need powerful demonstrations. But even so, you are planning to use social media and to post the comments that or the prayers that people send in for one person so that they're inspirational to others. Is that correct?
That's part of what we're going to do. We also have to be very careful because some people don't want to be on social media, so we respect people's privacy, but those that do, you know, the more the merrier. Yes, we absolutely are planning to use social media. We want to create an app for smartphones. That, you know, that's why we need the funds. It takes a lot to do this. I'm just the steward of this. Like I said, this is not even my idea. I mean, I keep going, God, are you kidding me? Are you sure you want me to do this? It's like, yep. And, but I need everybody, I need all of you to you know, that have the same vision to help to participate. So, people are loving it.
Go a little further with that and talk about all the ways that people can participate that you have open.
Well, if you go to globalprayerpartners.com, there's a place where one can sign up if they want to be what I call a silent prayer partner, someone that just wants to do this. And just by the way, so you know, it's not overwhelming. We expect to send out 1 to 5 prayers a week, and that's all we ask you to, you know, to pray for or write a short little, you know, it could be anything, thinking of you with love, you know. So it doesn't take a lot of time. So that's a silent prayer partner. And then a dedicated prayer partner, as this site grows, we're going to have lots of web pages for people that are healers, are Reiki healers, or are spiritual counselors, and they can for $100, because it takes money to build the page, they can become a dedicated prayer partner where they can have their own web page with their information. It's somebody, you know, maybe somebody received a prayer from them and they want to work with them again privately. So we give them an opportunity to, you know, show who they are and what they do. And the other thing is we need money. And I just want to give out the, if I may,
yes.
Our account is info@globalprayerpartners.com. That's our PayPal account, info@globalprayerpartners.com. And we really do need the money to do all the things that we're talking about. We haven't even received the funds from Kickstarter. We have to wait another week and a half. But there will be positions. I mean, I have some wonderful listeners that have been with me for so long, like Carol, who I know is listening right now, who's just handling all the social media for us, volunteering. We have Cindy in Chicago who's helping us get, you know, coordinate all the prayer partners and prayers coming in and prayers going out. So those will be paid positions. There's other things that we're going to need. So anybody that feels really resonates with this and wants to help, you know, in the beginning of this, to grassroots, because this thing's really starting to catch on, is what I'm noticing in the last, actually, like 4 days. I was, you go through all these things like, oh, what am I doing? This is so huge. Oh, I can't do this. And by the way, it's going to be a donation-only site. All prayers should be free. But if anybody wants to donate, that's how I expect to keep it up and running. And hopefully we'll get some great donors and maybe find grants. I don't know. But, it's all for the good. Our whole mission is to alleviate pain and suffering on the planet, you know, starting with people and pets. And then we'll move out to all those causes and all, you know, everything that needs to be fixed on this planet.
Good luck. You're going to be very busy for years.
Yeah.
So one more thing. You also do need help in getting the word out. How would you like people to do that, to tell everybody on their Facebook, Twitter, whatever, if they're on there?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for, gosh, I didn't even think of that. That is the most important thing, is sharing the link, you know, which is globalprayerpartners.com. If you can just share that link, because that's actually the hugest. Just, you know, I'd love for this to go viral. But that's, you know, social media is just wonderful in doing that. So, yes, sharing would be fabulous.
Great. All right, good. I wanted to be sure to get that in before our break. We're up to our first break, and I'm talking with Sheila Gale about her new gift to our world, which is Global Prayer Partners. And we're going to have more on this worldwide consciousness opportunity when we return here on Full Power Living. As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com. Welcome back to Full Power Living. This is a part of the show where I have a few announcements. Next week on Full Power Living, I'm talking with Zach Polfus about higher brain living. You know, our human relationship with consciousness is changing so quickly that we now can live connected to our higher brain, which really is all that is, all the time. So we'll be exploring Polphus's approach to functioning daily at this higher level. Listen next Thursday, April 23rd at 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern for help in raising your own consciousness and keeping it up there. I'd also like you to go to emotionalpro.com and register for our newsletter so that we can keep you up to date on the shows and topics we have for you here on Full Power Living. And while you're there, click on the CCFL Global Academy logo on the landing page, and that's where you'll be introduced to the Academy, of which I'm a part, another global effort, this time to help families and parents in preparing themselves and their children for what is coming, the changes that we're in the middle of. And for less than a dollar a day, you can have access to help in almost every aspect of family living, parenting, and personal growth, and participate in a community with all of us as we shape the world's future. I'm an expert there on mastering emotions and ending codependence. And just yesterday, I did an hour-long program on ending codependence, which I think you'd like to explore. So go to emotionalpro.com and click on that logo, CCFL Global Academy. So today I'm talking with Sheila Gale, who has the Sheila Show. And Sheila, you've been on radio, I think you said 25 years on music radio, and now you do your own show. And I'd like to know just a little bit more about the Sheila Show, and then we'll get back to the Global Prayer Partners.
Okay. Well, yeah, that show started, I did radio, music radio for about 25 years, and then met my husband and decided to have my kids late in life, both in my 40s. And I decided to just be a stay-at-home mom, and I just walked away from radio. And then, as life would have it, I went through a divorce. And here I was, 50-ish, with young children, going through divorce, menopause, addiction, and depression.
Oh, honey,
I was a hot mess. And I remember being at the end of my driveway. Somebody had told me about a little radio station in town. You should do that. And I'm like, nah, been there, done that. I've been ready. Nah. And I was at the end of my driveway, and I said, okay, God, what do you want me to do? I was making jewelry, just as a hobby. Should I go buy another piece of silver or go find the radio station? And my car turned left instead of right. And I went to that little station, and I started a little talk show. And I have to tell you, Eileen, I didn't know what it was going to be about. I said, well, we'll just call it Day to Day with Sheila Gale. And when I first turned on that microphone after being absent for about 10 years, something in me got turned on. Something in me started healing. And as I started bringing guests in, and, I brought people that were making a difference, people that were, best-selling authors. And then I started getting people from The Secret, people that had been on Oprah. And I started healing. And that's how my radio show started. That was about 12 years ago. And then all the stations, the local terrestrial stations I was on, got bought up by the Catholic Church. So I moved to the Internet. So I'm now on the Internet, and I do the same thing you do. I just, I'm just trying to spread the light and show people another way to live, because it's really difficult these days, in case you didn't notice.
Yeah, I was looking at your list of people, and because I had met Greg Braden years ago, he was one of the very first people. I think he was on my fifth or sixth show ever. Bless
his
heart. And that did it for me, because when you start out, you're going, can I do this? And then you start getting some people that you know or really have something to share with the world, and it really builds. Well, so thank you for telling me about that. And that's called The Sheila Show, correct?
Yes, it's just The Sheila Show, thesheilashow.com.
Very good. All right. Thank you for telling us about that.
Uh-huh.
Now, even while you were raising the Kickstarter funds, and I know that wasn't too long ago, you had people who were asking for prayers. You have stories already of people who've been helped. Can you tell us one or two of those stories?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, let me just look right here. Let's see, where is this one? Yeah, I'd like to actually share one of these. So one is my friend Celeste. She sent me a little email and to like 20 of her friends and said, "Would you mind praying for my daughter? She's having brain surgery." I'm like, "What? She has a brain tumor." So I sent it out to my list again, and you know, I won't read the whole thing, but she says, first of all, so she received over 300 emails. Her daughter's thriving today. "I want to thank you with all my heart, Sheila, for adding my wonderful daughter Renee to the prayer circle. I believe without this incredible circle of love and light and prayers to Renee that she wouldn't be where she is today. I say this humbly because of all the prayers I received and shared with Renee, which were over 300 emails. Plus, I know prayers were coming her way that I personally didn't receive. It made it so much easier for her." And she read them to her, and she goes on and on. Anyway, at the end, she says, "I thank you again for sending to your prayer circle. Renee is doing positive, strong, powerful being. She's come through this journey so successfully. Thank you with all my heart." That's just one of them. But,
wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like it helped Celeste as well.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I want people to experience this. We sent out a prayer yesterday or a couple of days ago, and we got this short email box yesterday, just a woman saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, prayer partners. I'm crying right now at the beautiful prayers that you sent," something to that effect. You know, so it really, I mean, you know, because if you're in the hospital with, you know, your loved one and there's a couple family members around, you know, it's hard and they're there for support. But boy, when you get a little laptop there, or you can actually go, "Look at all these people are praying for you," and you read them, it just, you know, it just, I don't know, it's amazing.
Well,
and, you know,
go ahead. I want to hear that.
I was raised, my father was a doctor, so. You know, I was raised, surgery and medicine kind of. And I studied Christian Science for years. I've studied A Course in Miracles, lots of things. But I do believe that we absolutely have the ability to be healed, to heal ourselves. And I just think that when this kind of energy is sent to you, it raises your frequency, it raises your vibration. If you're open to receive, it allows healing to occur. We need to take our blinders off because we're so hypnotized by the 6 o'clock news commercials that you see, you know, "Ask your doctor about this," mm-hmm. you know, may cause death, but don't worry about that, you know.
Agony on your way to death.
So we're in that loop of pharmaceutical, I have this particular organ. Yeah, you know, so we focus on organs. We focus on the whole, you know, the whole person and, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, there's another aspect here that you're alluding to that I like to bring out. I've been a psychotherapist for 43 years, and when I have somebody come into my office who's in a great deal of distress, if they possibly can, one of the things I ask them to do is to perform selfless service, which means to do for other people things to help other people, but without thinking about what they're going to get in return. And it strikes me that the people who do the praying are doing selfless service. They can't really get anything back from people, especially with the anonymity that you have. So what they're doing is out of the goodness of their own heart, and the service is free, or, you know, people could donate to the site. But it seems to me that the people who are doing the prayers will accrue benefits because they are performing selfless service. And I just wondered if you have you heard of anyone who was doing the praying who benefited?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's so interesting is what really blew my mind is when I reached out to my email list and asked them humbly, you know, "Would you please pray for my daughter?" I mean, it was not yes. It was like, they came pouring in, yes, 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 how's your daughter? I mean, they wanted to pray because, and I'm finding this because I'm sending prayers out. I'm a prayer partner as well. Every time I do it, I get it. I get the goodies. Just like what you were asking your patients to do. You know, it isn't the giving that you receive. It's like when you give a prayer, you get a prayer. I mean, really, it just feels so good. It just makes your life. I mean, I don't know. It's quite mind-blowing to me how many people I found want to pray and want to be a part of this.
I'm chuckling because it seems to me that's one of the characteristics of projects that come from someplace larger than ourselves. We just sit back and go, wow, look at that.
I know. And, you know, it's interesting. When my daughter was being transported to San Francisco by ambulance, they wouldn't let me sit in the ambulance. So I was driving behind her, just like hugging. I mean, right on their bumper. I was like, oh, I'm not going to lose it. But I was crying. And I was just like, oh, I hope she can't see me. And I was just sobbing, you know, because it was so scary when it's your child. And I had no idea. But I remember going, God, you know, something good is going to come out of this. And little did I know. And it's so funny with my daughter. I'm like, honey, thank you so much for getting sick for starting this. You know,
really?
It's because of you. You know, and she's like, you're welcome, Mom. But it was her, and then again, it was my listeners. It's like, I didn't know that they were going to come through like that. So I just want to thank every one of my listeners that's been there for so long and supported me and listened to me and been, you know, not left me. And, you know, it is that gift that did this. It's like, you know, and again, I'm just the steward of this. This idea that isn't even mine.
But, well, thank you for staying open to it. You know, I'm aware that two people in my family have had illnesses similar to what you're describing with Natasha. One is my 9-year-old granddaughter who was in the hospital for a week with fevers and nausea and unable to be diagnosed with anything. She just slowly got better. And I'm kind of wondering, and we have another person in our family with a similar kind of thing in the hospital, no diagnosis. Nobody can figure out what's going on, but they slowly get better. I'm kind of wondering, with the topsy-turvy energy that there is in the world, if we're not going to have more of this, and therefore the kind of healing that you're setting up through Global Prayer Partners is exactly what we need.
Perfect that you mentioned that. You know that one of the ER doctors said they're seeing more and more children coming in with these symptoms. And what I believe it is, and actually what I know what it is that these precious young beings that are coming into the planet now, call them indigos or rainbows, they're highly, highly aware, and they're extremely sensitive. And I know for my daughter, she was taking on energies of the world, negative, some of her friends, you know, she's so leap years ahead of them in consciousness, and yet she's being a teenager. Like, she couldn't handle it. Her body broke down. And that, I am sure, is what happened. A friend of mine, Markowitz, wrote this book called Self-Care for the Self-Aware, and it's for those people. There's a lot of adults that have this too. But it's because of our sensitivity, our awareness, and how difficult it is to, you know, like when my daughter just sees one story on the 6 o'clock news, she just screams at me, like, why are you watching this? And she'll start crying. She's like, this is BS, you know, because they're so affected by the negativity and the collective consciousness that is in such a dark place right now.
Yes, certainly so. For those of you who are listening who may not have picked this up, last week we featured Dell and Deandra Brand, a mother-daughter team, talking about indigo children and caring for them and the ways in which we need to help with these energies. And that's on our website at emotionalpro.com and also at Blog Talk Radio, if you'd like to go back and listen to that if you're interested in finding out more. Thanks for bringing that up. I totally agree with you that, you know, our precious young people especially are so sensitive that they're getting knocked off by all these crazy energies. And it's so wonderful that what you're doing is can be a powerful antidote to that.
You know, I'd like to, and I want to hear that show. Thank you for sharing that. And when I put this call out, one of our listeners, his name is Dave Markowitz, wrote this very simple book. It costs $3, and it's called Self-Care for the Self-Aware, A Guide for Highly Sensitive People, Empaths, Intuitives, and Healers. Empathic people. So they have to, people have to learn. My daughter had to learn, you know, has to learn how to protect herself. She had to cut herself off from certain people. We use, you know, essential oils. We have we have different things that we use, but mentally she has to prepare herself when she goes out in the world to not take on stuff because it triggers.
Right.
You know, it can trigger that. I mean, it's a tough world that they have to be in.
Right. We had the good fortune when my son was young that his godmother was a medium, and he was having difficulties like that, and she taught him to shrink his aura so that and set it for the day so that he was protected all day while he went through the world, because it was really difficult for him. And that's really interesting. I was thinking about that preparing for the show. I do a lot of work with codependence. And so, you know, there's a difference between being so sensitive you're picking up people's energy and also being so connected to people that you can't disconnect from them. And I got to thinking, what happens if I volunteer to pray for somebody and that person gets helped and there's a level of codependence that may build? Is there any way that that could happen, or is this construct safeguard people from that?
Yeah, do you mean as far as the person that's being prayed for, that they may want more help from someone?
Yes, and it could happen. I'm not saying that it would, but it could happen that the person who's doing the praying could get so involved in what's happening with the person.
I see. You know? No, we have a very strict guideline. We make everybody sign a contract, an agreement. So we don't do that. They don't stay in touch with them personally unless the other person wants to or wants some more work done. But when you mentioned codependent, oh, honey, you're speaking my language again. And, yeah, I think codependency does have a lot to do with that sensitivity. I know one of my daughter's childhood friends, since she was in kindergarten, that was a trigger with her. That triggered this whole, you know, pain. And the pain was real. I mean, they were giving her morphine, and it was barely touching her. And my daughter's never taken drugs, you know, so... I mean, it's very real. The illness is very real. So she actually, you know, as much as she loves this young girl, saw her sort of codependency with her and had to cut her out of her life right now because she needs to for her own health. So she's aware enough to see that. Codependency and, you know, picking up people's energies are very similar, I think.
Yes, yes. Well, I know it changed my life to learn how to recognize when people were draining my energy and to learn the simple things that you can do to keep that from happening. That has made me just totally ready to share that information with the world.
Oh, it's
so helpful.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I've been to many Al-Anon and CODA meetings, and, you know, I mean, I'm in the family. I was born into an alcoholic family. I've struggled with addictions most of my life. So I know it inside out and outside in. I studied it at UCLA. I was going to become a drug and alcohol counselor. I worked in rehab. And I, you know, so it's...
You do. I see how we're speaking the same language here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's a principle that I have learned in my consciousness investigations that in order to get help in the universe, you have to ask for it. And the very setup of a global prayer partner starts with people having to ask for help in order to get people to pray for them. And it means to me that they'll be getting support and change right from the beginning. And so just having the Global Prayer Partners website and the potential is helping people just because it opens the door for people to ask for help.
Got it. Yes. You know, it took me, you know, 30 years before I asked for help for my addiction. And of course that, so, you know, we think that's a weak, at first when you're in it, you think it's a weakness, but it's a very strong strength, and it's a very vulnerable, and it's a life-changing thing to ask for help. And asking for help is very courageous, and it's very smart, because there's so many people that actually would love to help you. And you know, when you let it in, it just changes everything.
Mm-hmm. It really does. So another thing that I thought about, Sheila, as I was preparing for this show, is the cumulative effect that you can have over time. You know, if you look at the spiritual universal principle, what we pay attention to, we tend to become. As we all start paying attention to asking for help or to giving help selflessly, we're going to be building energy in areas that are going to affect our world. So it's not just the activity that's going on in your website, it's the energy changes that can affect our world and all the people in it.
Just as it did on 9/11, when people unknowingly, you know, changed the I don't know how to say that. I always get this, but changed the global information field with their love and compassion. They generated a more coherent field and environment. We raise the frequency of the planet by doing that. Like, and this is where we're headed. I mean, I really believe that, because if you look at the world, it's just, it's scattered, it's a mess. People think there's no hope. People are checking out. People are suffering like more than ever. So
yes.
What can we do? Well, you know, I look at it as like a pebble in a pond. You know, that's who you are. And everything that you do, when you drop that pebble, it ripples out and it affects everybody around you. I don't care if it's being just smiling at somebody, saying hello to somebody, looking at their eyes, even if they look at you and say, what kind of a weirdo are you, and look back at their Blackberries. You know, we need to start connecting to people. We need to know that we are all one. We are all brothers and sisters. We are in this together. And I believe the only way that we're going to turn this world around is we're going to do it collectively, whether it's with globalprayerpartners.com or a group that you're in, but it's like-minded people. And there are, the third of the planet is all that needs to change for the world to change. And we're almost at that tipping point. So
So
that's how we're going to change. It's not by, you know, let's start another war and kill some more people. That would really help the world. That's really
right.
Going to make a change. You know, and let's get some women in politics and heads of state. You know, so I just think that this is a great way for us to do something right where we are in the comfort of our own home, that we can make a palpable difference on the planet. You know, first with people and their pets, and then, as I mentioned, our vision is to have, you know, weekly calls with thousands of people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
What is your, you know, collectively praying for rain in California?
Yes.
For those poor children that were slaughtered at that high school in some, I don't know where it was, Somalia or whatever. I mean, all the travesty, like praying for the families that they get comforted, you know, when the downed plane in the Alps. Like, there's just so many different causes, and each week somebody can pick their cause. And I really think that, I really believe this in my heart of hearts, that if we would just do this, it's time to come together. Come on. And we have the internet to do it now. We can connect everybody. I mean, we have the ability to do that. So all the people that are listening to your show are light workers. And what I say a light worker is, it's just someone that wants to shine their light on the world and knows that there's a better way, that this planet, that we can have heaven on earth and make a difference. And people feel so frustrated that they can't make a difference. Well, you really can. You really do. People don't realize how infinitely powerful and the possibilities that are available. We just have to break out, take our blinders off, and really know that, you know, it is possible to have heaven on earth.
You know, you brought up another thought in my mind. Years ago, 40 years ago, I dated a man who was writing some books, and we live quite a distance apart, so we spend a lot of time on the phone. And each day, he would talk to me, and he'd say things like, I really got a lot of help from my guides today, and therefore my writing went really well, and so forth. And I listened to him for a while, and finally one day I said, John, are you telling me you talk to people you can't see and they help you? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, John, I can't ask people I can see for help. How do you do this? You know? And he said, well, I just ask them. Well, I waited then until I felt like my back was up against the wall, and I asked for help, finally. And I felt this immediate peace. Now, what's important for the question I'm asking right now is that as I learned to do that, it was less and less necessary for me to have my back up against the wall before I asked for help. And it strikes me that there's another function, or a further function, perhaps, for Global Prayer Partners, and that is for people to ask for prayers when they're doing well.
Very good point. That's a very good point. Yes, and, you know, but I wanted to just mention what you said about, you know, the guides and angels. You know, I believe they're all around us, and, you know, I've been told that they're just waiting for you to ask. Like, people
right.
need to ask. I remember the first time when I had to find out that there was a God, because I, you know, when I first got sober and someone said, well, okay, now it's time to find God. I'm like, okay, right. So I went, okay, and this was my prayer. Okay, God, if you're really there, prove it. And that was
right.
my prayer.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that's the best prayer I could have ever prayed, because then, boom, my door opened. Boom, I got in the radio. I wasn't even thinking of getting into radio. I mean, doors just kept opening, and I went, thank you. You know, now what? You know, thank you, now what? So, I mean, I ask all the time, and I encourage everybody to ask. Ask,
uh-huh.
because they are around you, and you will get relief. You're not alone, even though so many people feel alone right now. So many people are lonely and isolated. And I'm one of them. I've actually just wrote a blog about that. So, you know, it's just so important that we connect. You know, I can't say that enough.
So let me give you some help right now. Since I've written several books on emotions, one of them was on loneliness, helping parents to teach their children how to deal with it. Loneliness occurs when you have more energy going out than coming in. And all you really need to do in order to not feel lonely is to bring energy into yourself, like getting out in nature, doing a talent that you have, reading something that feeds your soul, taking a bubble bath, whatever it is. You need to take more energy in, and then you feel less lonely.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Sure.
You know, it's interesting. Well, I don't know how much time we have. I don't want to.
Go ahead. I'll stop you.
Okay. So I'm single, and I want to be with somebody.
Oh no, like, this is not a dating site. I'm sorry.
No. No, but I want to tell you what happened.
I'm sorry. Give me a
funny.
Straight line.
So I met someone, and I you know, I just want to cuddle. I just don't want to feel lonely. So actually, about a week ago, this friend came over, and we sat on the sofa, and we cuddled. I'm like, oh, my God, we're cuddling. And he was rubbing my hair. I'm like, oh, my God, this is what I wanted. I don't want to feel lonely. He's cuddling me. And then after about, like, a half an hour, I was going, okay, I don't really want – okay, I, you know, that was okay, but I want him to go now. And it's funny because it isn't about having another human being's arms around you, you know. You know, and I felt – you know what I mean? It's like what you said. I like that. You know, getting out into nature, you know, it's not what we think it is.
Yeah, and as we talked again on another program I did recently, we talked about when our emotions get out of kilter, that was with Kimberly Hart, I think. When our emotions get out of kilter, it's a sign that we need to rebalance ourselves, and the key word there is ourselves. We generally look to people and things outside of ourselves to rebalance, but we really, the most effective rebalancing is inside of ourselves. So, yes, I will come and be on your program. Okay.
Yay! Yes, I'd love
I'm
to
sorry,
have
I heard
my
that
program.
In my head.
Did well, that slip out of your mouth? No, that's. I'd love to have you on my show.
Okay. Well, Sheila, are there any last things you'd like to say about the Global Prayer Partners before we give the website and stuff again?
Well, I just want to read just a little prayer that somebody, a dear prayer partner, wrote, Rose Juliet. You are whole, perfect, and complete right now in this very moment. There's nothing wrong with you. Nothing's broken. Nothing needs to be fixed. Love is fully activated and present, flowing through your bloodstream. All bodily fluids flushing away anything and everything that is not of the divine. Just these most beautiful prayers.
Yeah.
I could go on and on, but I know we don't have much time left. But yeah, no, it's my pleasure to speak with you, and thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, that's really great. You know, one of the things I sometimes say about this program is that I do this program for myself. I've gotten so much healing. And I heard that just now regarding you and the Global Prayer Partners, that this is so good for you.
Mm.
It's really nice to hear how good it is for you. Enjoy
it.
So let me remind people that they can offer you money for the project at info@globalpartners.com.
Yes.
And the website, the shell website at this point, but the one that will be going live is globalprayerpartners.com. And,
right. And that people can sign up to be a prayer partner there, or send us a message, or any way you'd like to participate. Any questions you have, yeah, or request a prayer.
Great. All right. So I get that you're waiting with open arms for people who want to participate by investing their time, and if they wish, their money. I know your projected launch date is June 15th, and I want to just emphasize, Sheila, that this is an unprecedented opportunity for people everywhere to raise human consciousness and empathy and compassion right from where they are in their lives every day. And I want to thank you for giving people this opportunity and for your own ongoing contributions to our human transformation. I also want to say thank you for being with me on Full Power Living here today.
Thank you, Eileen. You keep shining your bright light. It's been a pleasure. And love to all your listeners.
Great. Next week, listen to Full Power Living as Zach Polfus shares how to engage in higher brain living. Shows like this here on Full Power Living are vital in helping you keep up with the tremendous pace of discovery and change that's now occurring in our world. So listen to all of our shows. We've got some on archives. And listen again to Full Power Living next Thursday, April 23rd at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Paul Johnston, our wonderful Fresh Talk Media producer, thank you very much. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention, not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become. Thanks so much for being with us today. We appreciate your support.
Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.